Amen. Well, I want to invite you tonight to go to Bible Baptist Junior Church. I'm going to invite you to the Junior Church tonight. It's going to be this will be a little different than what I've done before. Now, but I had two or three when preacher had called me and stuff. I'd had two or three other kind of outlines, kind of things I could think. Oh, this would maybe be good and stuff. But this just kept coming back in my mind. This thought. As it kept coming, I said, "Okay, Lord, you must be putting it there." So we're gonna go with this, and you need to be only way this can be done. You need to be in junior church. You got to be in junior church for this. And Miss Margaret looking at me, she you go. One thing you got to do: be ready in a worship service that's holy and special. I mean, maybe people are afraid to talk sometimes. I don't know, but in a junior church, you got to talk. And you got to speak, and there's involvement. You know, there's getting into it, and that's knowing it. And so we're gonna try to see tonight to pull some of that in tonight. And it's 7:23 right now. I've spoke at children's church for these many years now, and nursing home. So I've never had any problem being done in time. I mean, in fact, being done short. This one, I was looking, thinking it could maybe go a little longer, but with me, like I say, usually it doesn't. When we get going into it, we'll probably be done. So you know, listen real good and fast. About a month ago, we had Vacation Bible School here, and we were kind of anxious about it, and all of us were because our preacher especially mentioned it. But we'd had to cancel 2020, and then now we were doing it. And how would the attendance be? And how would the working to it be? How would the excitement be? We were all concerned about that, you know, and stuff. And man, it really went great. The Lord bless you. I know most of you were here with it. I mean, it really went great with the enthusiasm, the workers, the attendance. And it happened to be based on a character named Jonah. And so here's what went in my mind. About 10 years ago, I did a series of lessons in children's church. And the title was this: Lessons Learned from Jonah Minus the Whale. I mean, every time you hear about Jonah, you think about the whale or the big fish, or the Jonah and the whale. I began to look at the four chapters in there, and if you take chapter 2 out, the last verse of chapter 1 and chapter 2 completely out, and look to the rest of it, I came across 14 different children's church lessons that were developed in there, okay? So tonight, we're going to condense that to what we're going to do four. We're going to do four, real, a brief overview of four things learned from Jonah minus the whale, okay? So if you got your Bible, turn to Jonah chapter 1, Jonah chapter 1. And what will God, oh, while you're finding that, I got this black box here. Now, for years, I've done this in various different ways. There's a mystery box, a prize box, and I try to give a little title to my children's church lesson. I give it a title. I try to make it a little catchy title, and then I challenge the kids to remember it. And I think if they remember the title, then they can remember the lesson that was trying to be taught, okay? So I'm going to challenge you to remember. There's going to be four titles you're going to hear tonight. I'm going to challenge you to try to remember these titles. And when we do pray and dismiss and go, I'll be out there in the foyer by where our missionary table usually set up. I'm going to have this black box out there. And there's some good stuff in here. There really is. I'm like, there's prizes of different sorts of things. The kids would love the frisbee flying things and all this. But then there's some of this good stuff, like this Reese's and these Kit Kats and all kinds of, there's some good stuff in here. If you can tell me one of these titles, when you're leaving out, you're going to get to draw from the prize box, okay? So, Jonah chapter 1, we're just going to read 10 verses to start off here. And from these 10 verses, I'm going to show you. I'm going to help the Lord with it. I'm going to show you four separate lessons, four separate things that God was trying to teach his servant Jonah, and in so doing, teach us, okay? So Jonah chapter 1, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fiddler, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thy occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of thy people, and of what people are thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. Then was the man exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the man knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. All right. Now then, in verse 3 and verse 4, there's three words that pop up in there. Jonah decides to disobey God's command. He's deciding to not go to Nineveh. So when we read in 3 there, we see it saying that he goes down. The word down there. It says that he went down to Joppa. Then he found a ship. And he says he paid the fare. And then he went down again as he goes to Tarshish. And then later on in verse 5, it says he goes down into the sides of the ship. So my title is this. The title of that first lesson is Down, Down, Down. That's hard, isn't it? Down, down, down. If you can remember down 3 times. But you see, this is how sin and disobedience, this is how it works. You start on a downward thing when you make those decisions. And you just go down and you keep going down. You're down, down, down. And sin grabs and gravitates in that way to us, to the kids, to you and me. It's just a downward journey until we get our eyes back to the Lord, until we get our heart back to the Lord. It's a downward step. So the first thing we're learning from Jonah there, is just sin taking him down, down, down. So that's title number 1. Of course, we're doing it with the kids. There was more we'd be doing there and stuff, but that's the title in the first one. The second one, I think this is neat. In verse 5 and 6, there's something interesting happens. I call the title Safe in the Middle of the Storm. Safe in the middle of the storm. Man, the Bible tells us there that God caused this great tempest to come up in such a way that even these mariners, the sailors that had been out on that water their whole life, they knew the ins and the outs, they knew how to handle that ship, and yet they were afraid. They were terrified of this storm and started throwing stuff off of the ship to lighten it. But Jonah, it says here, that he went down into the ship there, and he just went fast asleep. And the captain or the shipmaster, he comes down and said, What meanest thou, sleeper? How are you asleep? I started thinking about it. Even though Jonah was disobeying God's will, he wasn't in God's will. Even though he was disobeying what God asked him to do, he still knew his God hadn't left him. Don't you know he knew? He still had that assurance and that peace that my God hasn't left me. I've turned my back on God right now. I've done this, but my God, he's always there for me. How else could he be asleep and sleeping and at peace? Because there was safe. He was safe in the middle of the storm, wasn't he? So, anybody remember what the first one was? What was it? Down, down, down. Down. There you go. Down, down, down. We enter into the second thing, lessons learned from Jonah, minus the well, and we find that you are safe, what? In the middle of the storm. You can be safe in the middle of the storm. And that's true, man. Well, there's a third one here. And this, I know especially, we got a lot of school teachers and administrators and stuff here at our church. We're so fortunate to have. But this talk, I know that would be dear to them. But Jonah had learned a lesson here that we need to learn to beware of them. Beware of them. That's the title, Beware of Them. It says there that Jonah paid the fare, and then it says here in verse 3, he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them. You know, anytime you want to disobey or don't obey a rule or do something you know is wrong, it's always easy to find somebody to do it with you. There's always a lot of thems. There's a lot of thems that are saying, hey, let's go do this thing. Yeah, we'll get together and we'll disobey this rule. We'll disobey this. You'll find a whole lot of thems. But when you want to do right, a lot of times you will. Like I tell the kids, a lot of times you will have to stand alone. But it won't be, you won't be alone, of course, if you got Jesus with you. But you stand, those thems disappear when you're trying to say we got to do what's right. So Jonah, God trying to teach us through Jonah is here, we need to beware of them. Just beware of them. So, with sin, watch out for going down, down, down. But it's good to know that in anything you can be safe in the middle of the storm. But as you go your way, beware of them, right? Lessons learned from Jonah minus a whale. Now, this next one is one of my favorite ones. I like this one. The Marine. I like what God taught me and just showed me this and stuff. But verse number 7 and 8, it says, and they said, everyone to his fellow, come, and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us what we pray thee for whose cause this evil is upon us. Listen to this title today. Sin never comes in the package of one. Sin never comes in the package of one. You know, I think it's important to realize that anytime we choose, because it's a choice, anytime we choose to do something that would be a sin, we need to realize it never just affects us. It always affects someone else around us. It never fails. Sin never does arrive in just a singular package. It always multiplies. It always grows, and it always affects more than just the sinner. It's always affecting more. Let me give you a good example of packages. My 17th year, my sister had left home. She had gotten married, left home. My two stepbrothers were gone. I had the house to myself. It was just me, my mom and my stepdad. Coming up before Christmas, about 2 weeks before Christmas, something under the Christmas tree, this big old huge box appeared, as tall as the Christmas tree. And I said, to Stacy. And I went over and tried to kind of shake it. I couldn't even move it. I said, it wouldn't even move. What is this? And then all of a sudden, all these other packages started arriving, being put there. These packages were smaller and all kinds of different shapes. You could pick them up and you could shake them and hear all this clanging and battling inside or feel this funny round thing to hear. But all these packages appeared from my aunts, from my uncles, and from my mom, all the people. Everybody, all these packages appeared. And then finally get to open all these packages. Well, I'm going to hand me some of these little packages and start opening them up. And this first one opened up, big old thing of a powder, a big old round powder thing that you do. I said, what? This big old yellow spool of like a powder thing. And then there's this chalk stuff. And then all of a sudden, they open up these balls, the pool balls. And then there's this stick, and it's a pool stick. And then there's this light that goes over. And all this stuff went to opening that big box. And the big box was this big giant pool table. For that 400-pound sleigh thing. I mean, it was this, that table that, you know, it's not the kind when you take out and the legs pop open and it shakes and rattles and all this stuff and you bump against it. It wasn't that kind. It was the kind that had that thing that you couldn't even move it. You know, it was unmovable. But all those packages of the love of all the different things came. And I was saying, I'm sure glad that won the package of one. I'm sure glad that was a bunch of multiple packages that made that event, that happening, you know? That's a good look at it. But think about sin. Sin multiplies the same way. When we tell maybe just a little white lie, then all of a sudden we had to tell something else a little bit more to back up that one, to back this one up. And it just multiplies and grows. And sin always does. So we need to remember from Jonah, sin never comes in the package of one. So, four titles, four letters. And there's a lot more more than what I've found. Like I said, I found about 14 or so for the kids to do. But these four, learn from Jonah minus that well. When we start down the wrong way, we're going to go down, down, down. But it's good to know in the midst of it all, we're safe in the middle of the storm. And there's a whole lot of people want to join us when we're going down from the presence of God, or the presence of doing right. We learn to be aware of them. And then, if we just get this, I believe, in my heart, I think sometimes, I'm just speaking for me, that we think what I do don't affect the next person. Or what I, you know, it's just me. I'm making this choice. I'm making this decision for me and stuff. But I think we'd think a lot more about things if we really realize that what we do does affect, somebody around us. And if we could see and understand, sin never comes in the package of one. Lessons learned from Jonah. So one of these four titles, when we pray and we're dismissing, I'll have this black box set up out there, and I hope you won't pass me by without telling me a title, multiple titles, okay? And God, I just pray that God would speak to us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray now we conclude this lesson of tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd help us understand in the heart what you're trying to tell us. Lord, there's so much. Your Bible's so amazing. God, there's so many things we in this book that, Lord, that you show us that seems so new after we've read it for years and years, Lord. And so, God, your word is such a living book, and we thank you for the Bible. And God, I pray you'd bless just these things that we talked about tonight and lessons learned from one of your servants of many years ago, but written for us today in Slayton to get to know and hear and learn from too. So Lord, I pray we would take to heart and abide due to your word. Let it be the strength that we need. Bless our preacher, continue his body healing, Lord, and those that Brother David already mentioned. And Lord, just thank you for our church. Thank you for the Bible Baptist Church. Lord, thank you for the people. That is what the church is the people. And God, just pray for them. And Lord, just give us all, Lord, an excitement in our heart to be back in your house this Sunday, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. David.